Please excuse.
Achyutam.
All in favor of the Lord.
All in favor of the Lord.
Me. tard.
Being ignorant.
What?
From you.
From you.
Pritak.
Pritak.
Separate.
Separate.
Isha.
Isha.
A controller.
A controller.
Maninaha.
Maninaha.
Presuming myself.
Presuming myself.
Aja.
Aja.
The unborn creator.
The unborn creator.
Avalepa.
Avalepa.
The covering.
The covering.
Andatamaha.
Andatamaha.
By such darkness of ignorance.
By such darkness of ignorance.
Andha.
Andha.
Blinded.
Blinded.
Chakshushaha.
Chakshushaha.
My eyes.
My eyes.
Eshaha.
Eshaha.
This person.
This person.
Anukampayaha.
Anukampayaha.
Should be shown mercy.
Should be shown mercy.
Mai.
Mai.
Me.
Me.
Nadhavan.
Nadhavan.
Having as his master.
Having as his master.
Iti.
Iti.
Thus thinking.
Thus thinking.
Translation. Therefore, O infallible Lord, kindly excuse my offenses. I have taken birth in a mood of passion and am therefore simply foolish, presuming myself a controller independent of your lordship. My eyes are blinded by the darkness of ignorance, which causes me to think of myself as the unborn creator of the universe. But please, consider that I am your servant and therefore worthy of your compassion. Purport. In this commentary, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Brahma wanted to present the following argument to the Lord. Quote, my dear Lord, because I have acted so badly, I certainly deserve to be punished. On the other hand, because I'm so ignorant, you should consider me an innocent fool and be merciful to me. Thus, although I deserve both punishment and forgiveness, I humbly beg you to exercise tolerance in this matter and simply forgive me and show me your mercy. End of quote. The words Natavan iti indicate that Lord Brahma wanted to humbly remind Lord Krishna that he was, after all, Brahma's father and master and should therefore forgive the unfortunate transgression of his humble servant. Every conditioned soul, whether he be Lord Brahma or an insignificant ant, falsely identifies himself with the material world and in this way forgets his eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Brahma, because of his prestigious position as the cosmic creator, also tends to identify himself as the Lord of this world. And thus he sometimes forgets his position as an insignificant servant of the Supreme Lord. Now, by the Lord Krishna's mercy, this false identification is being rectified and Lord Brahma is remembering his constitutional position as the eternal servant of the God. Translation one more time. Therefore, O infallible Lord. Kindly excuse my offenses. I have taken birth in the mood of passion and am therefore simply foolish, presuming myself a controller independent of your lordship. My eyes are blinded by the darkness of ignorance, which causes me to think of myself as the unborn creator of the universe. But please consider that I am your servant and therefore worthy of your compassion. So we can see here Brahma is saying that he is blinded by the darkness of ignorance. And this we can find on many other places on Vedic scriptures. There is one very famous Vedic mantra which we normally chant before class, which goes Omagyana Timirantasya Kyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Miltanyena Tasma Shri Guru Venamaham, which means I was born in the darkness of ignorance and my spiritual master was kindly opening my eyes with the torch of knowledge. So therefore I am offering respectful obeisances to him. So we can see, we have these eyes and we can see something with these eyes. Maybe not very perfect, maybe in this way or another way. But when it's dark, then our possibility of watching things is very, very, it's much less than what we have normally in the presence of light. But sometimes it's very, very dark that we can't see nothing. In my language, we have one expression that when we want to describe the degree of darkness, it is so dark that you couldn't see finger in front of your nose. So this is very unnatural that beside eyes, we can't see finger. If I put my finger here, of course, I'm supposed to see it. But when it's very dark, we don't see it. Now, during the winter, we can see there is much more dark periods than what is the light and sun. And even when comes day, when it's supposed to be sun and we're supposed to see something, it's very often very, very dark, even during the day. So when few of these elements comes together, if it's middle of the winter and it's night, and if it's also some fog, then we cannot see almost nothing. We can see many times when people are driving the car, and if they are driving during the night, and when it's very thick fog, they can have light, and they can have special lights on the car which are designed just to penetrate through fog. They're still having very, very big difficulties to drive, and it's a big danger that they will have accident. So that's the reason why many times on the motorway and bigger roads they put in all these shiny signs around that they can warn the drivers, okay, now you should slow down. Now if you see somewhere they are putting spots, somewhere they are putting arrows. If you see three of these arrows, you can drive this speed. If you see two, a little bit less. If you see only one, you should slow down completely. So in this way, if driver is following carefully, if he's very, very careful and following all these instructions, he has any chance to reach his destination without having accident. So in this same way, this conditioned soul comes in this material world which is completely dark and ignorant. And this has difficulties to move through this material world. And it's always danger that it will happen some accident. It is said a few verses later in this same chapter, Lord Brahma is saying that this material world, there is danger on every step. So in this danger on every step, we really need guidance and lights from the side which will tell us to go here, go there, do like this, do like that. And especially if we are in the Kali Yuga. This Kali Yuga is compared as winter. In the same way how we have here with this planet Earth, we have spring, summer, autumn, winter. In the same way, in a little bit bigger scale, there also exists in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dvapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga. And this Kali Yuga in which we are now, it says that this is winter age. It is full of all inauspiciousness. it is in one way, it's ocean of inauspiciousness. So whatever we go, whatever we do, there is really danger of every step. And everything is designed for us that we can easily perform so many sinful activities just without knowing that we are doing this, just because everything around us is set in this same way. Just as we come out on the street, we will see how life is going on. We will see so many posters around who are giving us some kind of signals. But this kind of signals what we are getting and messages what we are getting from all these posters and commercials and everything what is all around us, this is not how we can safely drive this vehicle in which we are. This is more how we can, as soon as possible, this is more that message how we can as soon as possible have crash, how we can finish this vehicle as soon as possible and have very inauspicious destination after this. Because biggest danger is what can happen to us, that we lose this human form of body. Yeah, so we can see we are getting so many of these instructions. This is we are so misleaded in a way how to lead our life with all these advertisements. And if we are not careful, when we are going outside and watching all these things, if we are not really sure where we want to go, what we want to do, these thoughts about what is there can follow us, can go after us day after day. And then soon later, after we are associating longer time with all this lifestyle and whatever they are propagating, this can start even to lead our life, but in different directions than if we are following Vedic instructions and what is said in Shastras. Because what is normally said in all these posters and advertisements is that you are controller, you are the enjoyer. If you take this, what we are offering to you, you will enjoy. And one time I saw something very interesting. 1 year ago, it was close to the central point. It was one huge billboard. There were some men in the jeans and running through the field. And it was written in big letter, "We are animals." Although you could see they are human beings, but this is in one way, maybe Krishna whispered them through the heart what really may happen to them after leading life in a certain way. Often Prabhupada used to say that people are often behaving as cats and dogs in particular circumstances. So we can see many people, if they are leading their way in a way that is not suitable for human beings, if they are living life with a consciousness which is more appropriate to be consciousness of animals, then sooner or later we will, after leaving this body, we will get body of the animal. And often we can see Prabhupada didn't accept the theory that we came from the monkey. Sometimes we can see people are wearing t-shirts where you can see monkeys like this and then developing until come men going straight. And then one time I saw one man had t-shirt which was going other way. First was man, then was going a little bit down, and in the end was a monkey. So also, which can be, which can be in one way prediction what will happen with the man if man doesn't behave properly, how it should behave, then it's just looking like a man and behaving like a monkey. And this is how actually it's happening. It's not happening that before was everything bad, now it's going better and better. No, before was in the Satya Yoga, people were in much higher consciousness, they were living life much better. And how we are advancing towards this Kali Yuga and through Kali Yuga, we are becoming more and more animal-like. We are less and less aware how we should live and what we should do. So in order to nicely drive this vehicle, what we have, we should follow instructions from the Vedas and from the Shastras, and in this way get guidance how to safely reach our destination, how to go through the life in a way that is very auspicious for us. So what we are getting there, which kind of instructions we are getting? To have darshan, because we need to engage our senses in something. If we are engaging in the senses in this what is offered outside, this is just trying to give pleasure to the senses with some sense object, which ultimately is not satisfying us. It can satisfy us in a certain degree, maybe for a little short period of time, but then this greed and lust is always getting bigger and bigger. This is nothing what can give us happiness and satisfaction and pleasure for a long term that we can be really satisfied. Because this is nature of these senses, that nothing material cannot really satisfy us. It is very nicely described in the eighth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Lord Vamanadev is begging from Bali Maharaj 3 steps of the land, and then Bali Maharaj is going to give him more. But Lord Vamanadev is rejecting, and he said, even if all what is possible. I didn't really remember, it's a little complicated word there. But what meaning it is, if it's all what is in all three worlds, all what is possible for enjoying, for satisfying senses in all three worlds, it cannot satisfy senses of one who doesn't have control senses. So it means all this material element cannot satisfy us. There is reason why it's that. Because we need bliss. We need ocean. Ocean of bliss, and this ocean which is ever increasing on every step. This is what we can get. We can see this is Chaitanya is this describing this in Shikshashtaka. He said that there is Ananda Bodhivardhana. This is ocean of transcendental bliss, which is always increasing on every step. So we should not sign for nothing else than this. Nothing else. Because everything else, you know, cannot give us the pleasure. And in order to reach this ever-increasing ocean of bliss, we should engage all our senses in a devotional service and in what we have. We can start with eyes, we can hear nice darshan of the deities, we can come and look at them and keep them in our mind. And we can see also Giri Govardhan's eyes, they are shining, you know, in the same way, giving us signals. Go this way, don't go other way. Very nice shining eyes. Same like on a motorway, we can see all these lights from the side. We have here shining eyes on Giri Govardhan. And also our ears now, we are listening bell, but we can listen also. A few minutes ago we were playing Mridangas and Karadas. There is also a very nice verse from the song which we normally singing during Gauraratis. It said, Shankha Bhaja Danta Bhaja Bhaja Karatava Madhura Mridanga Bhaja Paramarasava. It means we can hear the sound of conch and bells and karatals and mridanga. This mridanga has very, very sweet sound. So we are listening these sounds. If we are listening these sounds, we can already start to experience this ever increasing ocean of bliss. Because this is already sweet and we are getting nectar in the heart. Maybe in the beginning it can be just small lake nectar. But then what we need to do? We need to behave in this way and stay in association of devotees, that this lake can grow up. And it will grow up until it became ocean. But this doesn't happen overnight normally. It could happen overnight, but normally it does not happen overnight. We can see even Lord Brahma, he is in the process of learning all the time. He's learning and then he is, as Murli Mohan Prabhu yesterday said nicely, he is now, when he is offering these prayers, he is in the ocean of bliss, in the ocean of ecstasy. So we can also come in this ocean of ecstasy and increase it from time to time. Because we can, and sometimes we can see some devotees who are very much dedicated to the service, who have very nice attitude, who are all day engaged in the service, behaving nicely to others. We can see this kind of devotees, sometimes they are shining. They are very special. We can see them amongst the crowd of devotees. One looks a little bit special. Maybe because that one, somehow it's more surrendered. And then this kind of devotees can inspire us to go, to follow them and do same as they are doing. And we can see here attitude of Lord Brahma. He is aware that he made mistake. And he is aware that he is supposed to get punished. But he also in the same way doesn't want to get punished. He wants to be excused. And he's begging for this excuse. And he may be excused because he is aware that he made mistake. In the same way, we also, by performing this
delicious sound.
And also smell. We now could smell this smell of incense, and we are having flowers blowing around. You know, we are getting pleasure for other senses. Also nice pleasure. What is purifying us? What is pushing us more towards to the Lord, not far away from Him? Because if we go on the street, we can see all this in the corner. They have frying these nuts with vanilla, and then this vanilla is very inauspicious, but it's not offered to the Lord. It can attract our senses so much. But here, these nice flavors. And also tongue, it's very difficult to control tongue, especially because it has two functions. One is speaking and another one is eating. And this eating can be very, very problematic one. So in this way, we are having here nice. Actually, we can, in two stages, we can approach to this eating problem. One can be that we are first conquering the tongue by eating prasadam. Eating just prasadam, whatever is offered to the Lord, and offer this what is offerable. This is me not eating karmic food, not eating food prepared by non-devotees. Although sometimes we may eat a little bit more than is really necessary to keep body and soul together. But Prabhupada also wanted devotees to eat a lot. He would also serve the devotees a little bit more than they can eat and give them more and more and more. Just in one way to give them taste for prasadam and for this transcendental food and all process. And then later when the devotee fixed the firm on this position that eating only prasadam, then can work on this to a little bit decrease their portion of prasadam. So that can be second stage, but in the first stage we should really try to avoid every food prepared by non-devotees. Because we know that all this food is contained consciousness which they had when they were preparing this food. And which was that consciousness? Was consciousness by looking all this poster outside. You are enjoyer, you are controller, please go faster and faster and faster until you crash this week or as soon as possible. Because so we should also always try to pray to the Lord to be merciful to us. We will definitely make some mistake like Lord Brahma is making, but we are trying to, we're supposed to try to be open and try to be humble, to accept what was some mistake. Sometimes I was watching, I'm here for the last couple of years I've been in this temple, and it was a little bit unclear for me, for my imperfect view. I would see some devotees are doing some things, which maybe all of these things, but not on really high standard of behavior. And sometimes we see some devotee does something inappropriate and doesn't really get obvious reaction immediately. But sometimes another point, someone else does something much smaller, and then we can see what we can see, reaction is here immediately. So I was always thinking, why is that? For me, this sin looks smaller than this one, but this punishment looks bigger than this another one. I mean, doesn't mean that I knew all story all the time. But it was somehow looking for me a little bit, let's say, unfair. And then I was thinking a lot of time and talking with devotees, why is that, what is really going on? And we came to kind of the conclusion that it's not that every devotee has same attitude. Because if sometimes devotee has very nice attitude, it realizes that this is wrong, the devotee already decided to correct him or herself by itself, and already is on a proper way, then maybe in these circumstances, this external punishment which comes through other living entities, through what we can see, then it may look smaller than another devotee who did something else which maybe doesn't look so bad, but we can see they get from outside, they get punishment from outside. Maybe because, you know, they thought that, maybe they also didn't think that this is wrong, that maybe they thought that this is right. So that's how, that's the way how they need to be directed in a proper way. Lord Brahma is very fortunate because he has personal darshan with the Lord. Lord is listening to him and he has such a long life. He has time to learn things. But we have in this Kali Yuga shorter and shorter life all the time. So that's important that we need to be quite humble, that we can open doors of knowledge to come to us. Because if we are proud, then it's not going to be any possibility that we get some knowledge from somebody else. What more we are proud, less chance that we learn something, and less chance that we come into this ocean of ever-increasing bliss. Because if we have something small, this small lake of bliss in our heart, and someone throws something happen, let's say some stone come in this lake, and it can come big disturbances for us and for all our heart, and we can react very badly. But if we manage to develop big lake or even ocean, then whatever happened, doesn't matter which size of stone, even rock fell inside, even tsunami came, you know, this will be nothing for the ocean, was deep for so many kilometers and wide. And if we are swimming in this kind of ocean, then everything will be nice for us. So I would like for now stop a little bit to see if there is any comment or question. Yes.
Well, actually, I have two questions for you. You mentioned in the beginning of the class about light. And obviously you wanted to say that, if I'm not wrong, you wanted to say that light is Krishna. In the presence of Krishna, everything is well answered.
This is true, but I didn't really... In which context was that?
Oh, the thing that you can't see it when there's darkness.
Yes, I was saying when we are, yes, when it's... This was actually quite literal example. When it's dark, when we are here, when it's dark, if we switch off the light and put all curtains down and everything there, then we would not be able to see nothing.
Anyways, well, Mother, my question was that... If Krishna is omnipresent, he is everywhere, literally. So, what happens when today's morning class, Prabhupada was mentioning about Krishna being the light.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have a question, that is, when there is no light, when there is darkness, then is Krishna not present that time there? Or is it just because we can't see him? Or, you know, how would you put it?
You can always put a blanket on a lamp. Or you can put a blanket on your eyes. He may be present. And he is present. And all these instructions from the Vedic scriptures, from the Srimad Bhagavatam, what all this Acharya gave us, this is what he's giving. This is this light on the motorway. But if we are blind, if we chosen to close our eyes, sometimes you can see some people have some political issues and then they sew their mouth, they don't want to eat. But if we decide to sew our eyes, we don't want to see, you know, you can be under, I don't know which halot you like, you will not see. Because sometimes, you see, there are some living entities which are just running away from the light. If you are sometimes in the nature and you lift up the stone, some rock, you will see there is so many worms and some kind of entities. As soon as you lift, light, run away, and they are just immediately running away. Or if you, for example, sometimes come in them, here in the city of Westminster, I think it's very common. If you come someplace in the kitchen or bathroom during the night and put light on, what do you see? All these cockroaches are running away. Light, no. Or there are some living entities who are living underneath the earth. So So we have chosen how we want to live. If we want to stay now, somehow or other we came in this darkness and we don't see. And we are born in this ignorance, like Lord Brahma said by himself, he's also blinded with this ignorance. But what we're supposed to do, we're supposed to start opening eyes. And we're supposed to, you know, when these lights are from outside, we're supposed to take that or not. It can be sun outside, but if we have three layers of very thick curtains, you know, sometimes if you go, you know, some very some theater performances or cinemas, they all have very thick curtains because they don't want the light coming, they want to watch what they have or come through their lights. So this is up to us to take layer by layer of these curtains. It's also said in Sri Upanishadam, it's a prayer. It says that there are so many of these curtains and they are going up one by one. Because it may be quite shocking if you are in the dark for many times and then you immediately come on the light. It's quite shocking. And most of us won't be really able to take this straight away. We would run in the dark and we would just cover eyes until we get a little bit more used to this. But this is actually pointing that in this sense, it can be accepted that Krishna is the one who is giving light, and we are receiving it through instructions, through Srila Prabhupada, through Srimad Bhagavatam, through books. And this light should guide us how to live our life, where to go, what to do. And then we should also be careful, and in this way we would not have crash. Is it okay?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Mother, can I give one reflection and one question?
Yes.
Another day, just referring back to your previous class, yesterday Jayanta Prabhu was talking with full conviction that each and every of us used to be a Lord Brahma.
Yes.
Just regarding this class, I really like this comparison with the signs which a driver sees on the road,
mm-hmm.
and I find it quite difficult that all the signs that I see outside the temple is all about sense gratification. So are there any subtle signs which you kind of should learn how to see and how, you know, some kind of Krishna's hand is there? Maybe you have some experience in seeing them.
Yeah. I mean, in this Kali Yuga, as I said, it's a very degraded age and it's easy to perform so many simple activities. Everything is leading towards that. But every package has advantages and disadvantages. So what may be advantage in this Kali Yuga? That all these signs outside are quite gross. And it's very difficult to miss them. It's kind of much obvious. So what is actually what I was obviously not very successfully trying to say all this class, that we should take science here in the temple and we should fill up ourselves from this side, so then we come out and we can have comparison. Okay, you are watching this poster, they are offering this, but I was watching Radha Krishna. Because you can see many of these things outside, whatever you can find, it's not very auspicious. So it's just, you know, remembrance what was going on and what you can get here. Always try to compare. Try to look a little bit forward, you know. Not just what is straight in front of you. If you read this page, try to, you know what is three or four pages later. You know, so if I eat this, okay, I'll be happy right now. My stomach will be full and I will feel big pleasure on my tongue. But what will happen later? It will first on a gross level, okay, this will influence like this, my digestion, this and this and this, and you know, I may get fat, I may this, I may that. And then even longer term, what will happen with my consciousness, what will happen with this, you know, what will happen with that. It just try to think three steps in advance. Because if we are thinking just what is for our immediate benefit right now, then this is on the level of the small child, on the level of animals. That's that what Prabhupada says, that people are living like animals. That means they are not thinking of their benefit, their real self-interest. They are just thinking what is good right now and here. Not even after half an hour. Sometimes you see, if you are overeating, I'm going back on eating. This is the most familiar to everybody. You know, if you are overeating, if you see sometimes when you like, and then you are putting, give me one more cup, you will suffer. Just 10 minutes later, you will suffer. Because you won't be able to get up. You will have, oh, and then you need to climb up on fifth floor. Horrible. It's really so bad.
Yeah.
What to speak about what will happen tomorrow morning, what will happen, you know, in a couple of years if you continue eating like this. Just try things. Think what is for our at least medium term benefit, if not long term benefit. So this is because we support. It's not easy to just jump into this. It takes time to train ourselves to think in that way. But what we're supposed to do? We're supposed to cultivate goodness in our life. To do really what give us real benefit. Because outside they are giving us what is all this about, something which is supposed to be good right now in this moment. It may or may not be good, even for them. Is good or not. But we as devotees especially, we should watch, you know, even three pages more. Because now you can see even people outside started to think, some of them a little bit about for their longer term benefit. So some of them are turning into organic eating, and some of them are trying to, you know, have some healthy lifestyle and do some nice exercises and this and that. But this is just benefit for the spine on this lifetime. This much, because they don't know behind. And we should think even behind, because we are so lucky that we got this knowledge, we are getting this kind of science. So we should concentrate on this kind of science, because those outside, even if it is some good one amongst all the ocean of old, it's not really harmful if you miss this one of million. But here, it's all the good ones. So don't worry if you miss good one from outside. Okay, now it's 8:30. Oh, okay. One more.
You mentioned that some living entities don't want to see Krishna.
Yes.
Or don't want to see light. So, and again, you mentioned it, that this from Isha Upanishad, or from one of the Upanishads, that Krishna removes this cover gradually, right?
No. This is what he said, Krishna, please remove these curtains. Because there is some people, living entities, plenty of living entities who don't want to see Krishna. They're not interested. That's why this material world exists. That's why we are here. Because we don't want. And then we get this Vedic knowledge. Normally all these Vedas are designed in a way that somehow from behind give Krishna to the people who don't want it, but in some indirect way, elevate them until they get desire to have Krishna in this. But somehow we are happy that we got Srila Prabhupada and we got this Bhakti Shastri which are giving us Krishna in direct way. But still we need to want it, we need to desire it. Because Krishna gave us free will. So if we want to be in the darkness, why he would come with regret? And you start to say, no, I don't want, and close your eyes and so you are, no, you need to want this. Maybe you are not able to remove this curtain by yourself, but then you can pray to Krishna and he will do it for you. But it's not that he will do by himself. You need to pray to him. You need to ask him to do this. In that way, he is doing this because you are not able to do this, and you're still having your free will. Your desire is to remove karta. Does it make sense?
Sometimes, no, it's very much actually. Sometimes there's this feeling, I want to see Krishna, or I want to see light, but he somehow keeps himself hidden.
Mm-hmm.
So does it mean I actually, in truth, I don't want to see Krishna, or does it mean I'm not prepared? And if it doesn't mean I'm not prepared, what is a sign of being prepared to see Krishna?
Yeah, maybe, you know, some things, it's not that everything is happening overnight. But many things, you know, if you want to achieve, you need to go through a little bit longer process. And this, to see Krishna, this is quite high goal. You know, so we can expect that also process should be little bit longer. And it's also depend, you know, we want so many things. So many millions of things we want now. And then, you know, if you ask me in 2 hours what I was wanting now, maybe I don't even remember. So it's also needed for Krishna to see that this, what you want to see him now, maybe because you don't know anything else to do in this moment, or you're just a little bit curious, or, you know, just why you want to see him, how much you want to see him. So this desire, it goes for long-term desire, and you are doing something on this, not just sitting down, oh, I want to see Krishna, you know. So it should be this desire for long period of time, and it should be some action, which is, you know, like you're doing something in this direction, and then it may happen that Krishna revealed himself, if he feels so. But if you just in one moment feel to see, and then next moment don't feel, and then just one moment feel to see, but nothing new about this, then it's not very reasonable to expect that he will reveal himself. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Bhagavad Prabhupada Devi, Bhagavad Prabhupada Devi, Bhagavad Prabhupada Devi, Bhagavad Prabhupada Devi, Bhagavad Prabhupada Devi,